And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We have Mike Lum, Harold Davis from Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, talking some fishing, talking some giveaways here, and talking reel a week, right, Ricky?
This is so cool, man. Yeah, we're having so much great fun talking fishing and all these great giveaways that, like you say, are only supporting kids going fishing.
That's
it's a
right.
really great time. We're giving away $100 worth of reel a week tickets today on Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to join us on the phones, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Again, one lucky caller gonna win $100 worth of Reel a Week tickets. But beyond that, any one of our Let's Talk Hookup listeners that supports Reel a Week and Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea by buying a Reel a Week ticket, whether you buy one, whether you take the $100 package, the $200 package, the $500, whatever you want, every one of our listeners today that mentions Let's Talk Hookup is going to be entered into a separate drawing that allows them their choice, if they're the lucky winner, of any Shimano Talica reel, period. And that's just for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, totally separate. You just need to mention that you're a Let's Talk Hookup listener, and that's why and you get entered in that drawing.
Hey, Harold Davis, are we doing okay here, President? Are we doing the job here for you?
You're doing a great job.
All right.
Absolutely great job. And I know that it seems like it's really a bad time, but it's really a good time to win something on this event, I can tell you for sure.
There's no doubt. Yeah. Now, while we have you on the line, I want to mention that sadly, but understandably, Whalers Cove Lodge, our Let's Talk Hookup Davis Boats trip to Whalers Cove Lodge in August is canceled this year. They're not going to open the resort. They're going to follow suit of Katmai Lodge, and Whalers Cove Lodge are not going to open. And kind of bummed not going to Kills New Island this year, aren't you? I know I am.
Oh, way more than bummed.
Yeah.
That is one of the highlights. Going to Katmai Lodge and fishing the rivers and going to Whalers Cove and catching those halibut and those salmon. Both of them just great places to go, and we are not going.
Not this year, but we will be going back in 2021, both to Katmai as well as Whalers Cove Lodge. So if you want to go next year, you better make reservations this year because it's going to be a busy time in Alaska.
I think that was a really smart call on their part. I mean, obviously, we all wanted to go.
No,
I mean, everybody loves it. It's such a great thing. But to try and make it happen it would have ended up costing them. They would have paid a lot of money to operate rather than go the other way around. So it was the only call. And obviously,
protecting the native people is another key thing
of
those places.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a big deal.
Sure. Yeah. So,
and as a business, you want to put your best foot forward. And there isn't a time that we haven't been to either one of those places that it isn't just phenomenal service.
Right.
It is like clockwork the way those things run and go off without a hitch. And now to change everything and make you the test pilot was probably smart on
their style.
So Whalers Cove, Katmai, canceled for 2020. No season up there, but 2021, watch out.
Come on, baby.
Davis Boats, Let's Talk Hookup. We'll be back at both Katmai as well as Whalers Cove Lodge. You better jump on it if you want to go for sure. Now, the resort that is open, or one of the few resorts that is open in Alaska, is Kingfisher Charters.
Yes, sir.
Ricky and I just returned from there. I wrote a great story on the Kingfisher on our website, letstalkhookup.com. Check the front page about our trip to Kingfisher. It was published in our Let's Talk Hookup newsletter last year. You know, the opportunity to go to Alaska every year is something that just gets under your skin. And the fact that Seth and his crew did such a fantastic job and made the experience great for all of us, is just so thankful that they are doing that, because they're going through a lot of effort.
They are, and they take it extremely serious.
Yes.
I mean, more so than us. And we, we're obviously masked and safe and sanitized, all those kinds of things. I mean, everybody takes it serious right now. Obviously, you know, going and getting the tests and everything. Those guys take it to an extreme level to make sure that you're safe. They've got a lot of people that are of a little bit more advanced age where it makes a big deal, and they take that very, very serious. Your food is delivered to the room. It's you're with your people the whole time. There's less people in vans to the boats. They just do everything they can to make it safe for you. And if you have that bug under your skin, there are still opportunities
to
go.
Openings, yeah.
I think that with as tough as this year is going to be, just like we kind of talked about some of the long range boats, I think there's going to be some people that'll get to try that Kingfisher Advantage because there's other opportunities they haven't had this year.
So. Yeah. So you want to go to Kingfisher Charters, go on the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com, click on the Kingfisher Charters banner, or just give them a call up there, 800-727-6136. Book a trip in July, August, September.
Get those great silvers.
Silver fishing, the halibut fishing, the ling cod, the king salmon season's going to go through the whole year. And the biggest king salmon we've caught up there is in August.
Yep.
40 pounders.
That's wild.
Yeah, for sure. So thanks to Seth and his crew for staying open because, man, I don't know what. We had the king salmon from there last night.
How good.
It's like their processing is fisherman's processing quality.
It's
so good. And that fresh Alaskan king, there's just nothing like it. There's nothing like it.
We had king salmon poke on the boat one day, and that all of a sudden instantly became a new favorite. So now we've already done, the king salmon poke at home. We use our fisherman's processing poke kit. We had a really nice white king.
We did
a mix of a piece of a white and a traditional, and had really cool color. It was just so good.
Sweet.
Too.
Oh, that sounds
awesome.
Really good. Yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump into those jam-packed phones.
Jam-packed they are. Again, if you want to get your opportunity in the second hour, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to John calling us from Los Alamitos this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. To Harold, I wrap rods occasionally, so I was going to offer to you, if you have some of your tips broken or guides broken, I could put those back on for you.
Wow.
That's a cool offer.
Really,
that's
nice,
rad, John.
Mike?
To volunteer for the kids of Rollo. That would be something maybe it needs to be done.
John, thank you so much for that. We need that on a regular basis. If you would do us a favor and send an email, if you can, to tim@rollokids.org, and let him have your name and phone number and put in there that that you'd be willing to do that, that would be very helpful for us.
All right,
that's
great.
That's such a great call because, again, we receive a lot of donation rods, and there are a lot of rods that are in relatively perfect shape that might have an insert that's popped out.
Right.
It might have, and that's still a great buy at the big sale, that'll happen on August the 9th, that you just know you'll take that to your shop and you'll get a new guide wrapped on, and now all of a sudden you have a $300 rod that you bought for $100 or whatever the scenario is. But how cool if some of those could get done ahead of time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's very generous and very kind of you to do that.
Yes, and everybody kind of thinks that this is a huge organization that doesn't accept those kind of offers. It's a grassroots type of organization is as simple as if you go to your Facebook page and go to our Facebook page and communicate the events that we have going on, it's a tremendous help. If you buy something from Amazon and you click on the smiles for the RolloKids.org, there's actually a donation made from Amazon to us at the end of the year. All of those little things add up to be big things in what we do.
That's a good point. So, again, win@RolloKids.org is the way to get the Reel of Week tickets, and that's a huge part of what we're doing now, the tackle sale. But thank you for the call, and thank you for your generous offer
too.
We're going to take you up on it.
Yeah, good job, John.
For sure.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. They're packed up. Brian and Wildemar is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I just wanted to give kudos to Mike and Harold. You guys are doing an awesome job and Shimano. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, you can take advantage of that too.
I am. I just want to make sure I got it right. It's at 909-223-9631.
That's correct.
You got it, buddy.
Yep. Send a text, right? That's a text call.
Send a text to that number or send an email to win@rollokids.org. Make sure we get your name and phone number, and Tim Baker will be calling you back.
All right.
Cool. Doing that right after the show is over. I wanted to ask you guys, how long does it take to motor out to the fishing grounds? I'm trying to book a trip or thinking about a trip, but I just didn't know how long of a time you need to motor out. Do I need to do a day and a half and overnight?
Do you want to go catch tuna? Do you want to go catch yellowtail? What do you want to do?
Big tuna or just tuna.
All right.
Offshore.
The tuna right now is within 1 day overnight range. I mean, some of it within full day range, but the better fishing is within 1 day range. And the distance has been anywhere from as close as about 50, 60 miles down to 130 miles. And I would say for sure you can hit that on an overnight trip, no question about it. Day and a half, as always, just affords you more time on the ground. So if you had to do that 100-plus mile distance because the fish, whether they slid down or there was just better fishing down below, a day and a half will give you access to that lower zone. And if it's in the upper zone, the day and a half affords you more time. You know, you'll fish from sun up till sundown. With that said, an overnight trip for sure puts you into that zone and puts, you know, it costs you a little bit less money too. So
right.
I think both of them.
And less time on the boat.
Yeah.
But the day and a half, the big advantage of day and a half is time of day.
No doubt.
And this bluefin is biting on a time of day thing. You don't know whether that's the morning, the midday, or the evening. And if you're on a day and a half, you've got the whole day covered.
Yep.
And the other thing, too, about a day and a half trip is you get to go on some of these luxury long-range boats, like the Searcher, the American Angler, are all doing long-range, are doing long-range style on a day and a half.
Sure.
And really treating you to something special there. So that's, but like Ricky says, either way, you're in good shape there. But hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. I got a couple things I want to mention. First of all, big happy birthday to Bart Hall.
Yeah,
the
happy
man.
Birthday, Bart.
Bart Hall, happy birthday, Bart. And I hope you're fixing yourself some Eggs Benedict this morning or something special while you're listening to Let's Talk Hookup. But happy birthday, Bart. I also want to mention, too, I had an experience yesterday. You know, a lot of people come and park in the Pizza Nova lot next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and think you can just leave your car there and go half-day fishing or get away with it. A lot of guys got real surprised yesterday and they had their car towed.
Yep.
And so they're real serious about it now, and I can tell you firsthand because our buddy of mine got his car towed yesterday. So if you're coming to the landing and you can't find a parking spot, do not park at the Sun Harbor Marina. Do not park in the Pizza Nova parking lot. You will be towed.
Yes.
I promise you, I guarantee you that happened. It happened to me yesterday, and I was like very embarrassed because I said, yeah, no problem.
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
You'll be fine.
No,
don't worry about
it. It's a problem today because, and I'm happy they're doing that because it's been a big problem
for
them. You want to come and have lunch at Pizza Nova? There's no parking. You want to go visit somebody at Sun Harbor? You want to go to the Royal Polaris office or something like that? There's no parking. So I'm glad they're doing it, but, yeah, just be aware. You're going to get towed.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go out and find out what that fishdope.com deal is going on. The fish are biting, and Captain Day has the info, right?
Well,
Rick?
The man that's always got it is your saltwater guide. That's Captain Dave Hansen, our fishdope.com reporter. And today, his report sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company with products for serious sport fishermen. The Sato Crimp system is the best way to make your own spectra to fluorocarbon or mono top shots. It's easy, cost effective, time and big fish proven. Some commercially made top shots can cost as much as $40 or more. Get the Sato Crimp kits and supplies while at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle and the Longfin. We got the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, standing by. What's up, Dave?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Mike, Pete, Rick, Harold. Thanks for having me on today. Pete, you couldn't pick a better time. I don't know how you did it, but this is you're lined up for a phenomenal trip. You're going to start finding fish right when you leave your harbor all the way to Clemente, but
cool.
You guys are in store for a phenomenal trip. But, guys, if you want a sea bass right now, you want to get up to the Channel Islands. You want to get up there. You want to get on one of those boats up there, or if you have your own boat, Santa Rosa's going off, San Nick's going off, Santa Cruz is going off. For some reason, that sea bass has settled into those Channel Islands, and they are biting. If you look at the fish counts for yesterday, it was pretty insane fishing up there. And there's a sprinkling of that big halibut, and there's a lot of yellowtail up there at the island, some of that bigger fish at the Channel Islands. Then you jump down to San Clemente Island, like Brian Woolley was saying, and Pete will have a full report for us next weekend. But San Clemente Island, there's big schools of yellowtail all the way around the island. And the calico bass fishing is absolutely insane over there. And if you want to tank up and get a bunch of flying fish for this bluefin tuna that's in California waters right now, the flying fish are about as thick as they can be at San Clemente Island right now at night. If you're going over there, spend the night, you want to have a big butterfly net and get as many of those flying fish as you can, because Rick will tell you they're like gold. You go to the tackle shop and you'd be shocked at how much a flying fish. You're like, it's a flying fish. Yeah, and it's $60, folks. Why? Because you're going to get the fish of a lifetime on this flying fish. So if you're going to Clemente, all the spots are just polluted with flying fish. Catalina, still biting. Still biting. Still really fun fishing over there. We've been talking about it for 3 months. Now all the sport boats are running. That pressure hasn't hurt the fish. They're still biting. Barracuda bass, bonita, yellowtail. And then along the coast, it's all conditional. If you got some current and you have a little bit of beautiful weather and some current and some sunshine, calico bass fishing's insane. There's barracuda in Santa Monica Bay. There's barracuda at the Horseshoe. There's yellowtail at La Jolla, Point Loma Kelps, biting really good calico bass fishing. And then look at this. This bluefin is it. Invaded our waters, Southern California. Here we go. It starts at the corner, goes all the way up to Clemente. Talked to a couple commercial guys. There's fish on the backside of Clemente now. I think we're just settled in for just a phenomenal, phenomenal summer. Now all the boats are running. Everybody's catching fish. There is no reason to not go fishing. You got to get out there and you got to go, guys.
God, I love it. Man, I love it. Great job, Dave. That got me fired up.
Yeah. And if
you want leaving
info,
right now.
Yeah. If you want the info, fishdope.com. Well, here's the deal. I can never get Mike Lum to go fishing. He's always like, I'm too busy. Like, Mike, come down to fish with me. I'm too busy. So I trapped him this time. I said, okay, we're going to do the raw thing, and then we're going to go fishing. So I got Patrick G going and Ron. And so we'll put a trip together. How about that, huh?
Well, I appreciate the offer.
Patrick has that golden horseshoe so far up his behind that you guys are stoked to have him on the boat.
We hope so, anyway.
That's good.
But anyway, fishdope.com. I've been talking to Danny and Jeff and the boys over there that they've got the info. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Dave, how do we find you with all those great videos so we can learn how to catch all this stuff?
All right, gang, if you want to see something really cool, go over to yoursaltwaterguide.com. I have over 250 how-to catch videos at Southern California Fishing. We cover everything from halibut fishing to catching giant bluefin on the kite, how to rig your flying fish. We just pretty much cover whatever's going on in Southern California. You want to go over there and check it out. For $4.99 a month, I don't think you can find a better deal. So go to yoursaltwaterguide.com, check it out. Also, AB 3030, super important. So check that out on ccacalifornia.org. We'll talk about it all week on my Facebook Live, and I'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
Great job, Dave. Great report. Thanks for all the great information, as always, and we will look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Hey, Pete, have a good time. Call me before you leave if you want.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. All right. Inside dope.
There you go. Yeah, that's the best kind.
All right. Hey, that's our report from Captain Dave. Let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
Sounds good, buddy. Hills in Ventura is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Hills? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Hills.
I'm listening on the app in Mammoth right now. And
nice.
Beautiful. Dog.
Yeah, it's a little windy today. It's been gorgeous. It was just... couldn't have been more spectacular weather. It's a little windy today, but we'll be here again tomorrow.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm stoked. I was going to ask you guys, I never got a chance to fish with Rollo Hine. I was just wondering if you have any kind of a story about him or any kind of info. I'm just wondering, was he especially helpful with kids? Is that how he inspired Captain Rollo's kids?
Mike?
Well, I never fished with him either, but a lot of the guys that are involved in this organization were very, very close with him. I know Howard Coolidge, who does all of our trip bookings, he regularly tells me stories of funny things. And I think on some of the social media sites, sometimes people will bring up the subject, and I've laughed many times at some of the antics that took place. He was apparently quite the comedian.
He was
on the boat.
And he was on the radio show several times, and we used to love having him on the show. And just such a great guy. And you know, the whole organization was founded after his tragic death. And you know, a lot of us got together and just said, you know, let's do something for this great man's memory. He loved kids. He was really into. And when kids were on the boat on the Royal Polaris, he took them by the shoulder and said, "Let me show you how to do this." And that was kind of his passion, was taking kids. So what better thing to do than to create an organization in his memory to take kids fishing? And this thing started. I mean, what is it?
21 years.
21
now.
Years ago. And look where it is today. How many kids have been taken fishing?
Well, I think we're way over 135,000 kids that we've documented. But a lot of the charities that we have also helped with other events don't even count those. So 135,000 kids have benefited from this program, and it continues to grow each year. This being the exception because of the COVID thing, but we have definitely been on a strong growth track the last several years, and it's nice because a lot of people now, the generation has gone by. A lot of the guys that started this are not really as active as they were, but now there's a whole group of guys that have come behind, and that's why some people are a little confused why the name change of the trip program over to Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. And what we were finding is a lot of the events that we would go to, people would look at the name Friends of Rollo, and it didn't really tell them anything.
Yes, no.
So it raised a lot of questions as, what is this, and what do you guys do? And the moment we started calling the kids trips Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, all those questions stopped. It just kind of answers the question. And so we spend more time benefiting, raising money, than we do explaining why.
Yes.
Friends of Rollo is
the
name of the organization.
People have a better understanding.
Yeah, and the nonprofit that has been formed is Friends of Rollo to this day. It will remain that. But the trip program we're calling Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea because it is a better explanation to people who aren't familiar. But the bottom line is the kids benefit. Everything we do, it's all about taking more kids out.
Harold, you fished with Rollo many, many times aboard the Royal Polaris, right?
Yes, sir, I did.
And he
was a fun guy to be with, but I'll tell you, the thing used to get under his skin worse than anything was somebody would come on board with a coffee grinder. Oh, boy. Back in those days, that was strictly taboo. And he was just on fire when somebody would throw one of those things out there, get bit, and he'd stand by with the gaff and kind of tap him on the back of the hat every time the line would go out, and he'd go, "Yep. You didn't quite get him that time. Yep, you didn't quite get him that time." They couldn't hold him. It was really funny. But he was a great guy to be with, always joking around. Really miss that guy.
Yeah, indeed. And such a great memory of him with this whole Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo organization. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very, very much. Mike, before we move on, you know, a lot of people may have tuned in late. Let's go over the whole program once again.
Right.
The Reel of Week. This is a Reel Week promotion where we're doing a very, very special thing here. And first of all, for the special Let's Talk hookup deal where you get to choose any Talica reel, and it's only for our Let's Talk hookup listeners. So when you talk to Tim, let him know that you're a Let's Talk hookup guy and you want in on that Talica. How long is that good? Because we have a lot of people that listen to us on the app and listen to us on our archives.
Good point.
They may not tune in until during the week this week. How long are we going to run that?
Everything is subject to tickets being available. Once we hit 1,000 tickets,
that's
all we're selling, then this whole thing's over for this year. And I don't know when that's going to happen. Tim is really busy right now, so I don't know. But If we get through today,
right,
then we're going to probably continue to honor, we will continue to honor the Let's Talk Hookup deal until next weekend.
Okay.
And then maybe next Sunday we'll draw the winner of that Talica reel.
Okay.
That's a great
idea.
And
so if you buy one ticket, you're going to have one opportunity to win that Talica, the Let's
Talk
Hookup.
So this is like instant gratification. Like we're going to draw it next Sunday.
Yeah, next week we'll know who's going to win next week.
Okay. Yeah, somebody's going to win their choice of any Shimano Talica reel.
That's exactly. And that has nothing to do with the 20 weekly drawings that will start in August. This is just for your listeners, and it will take place within the week. And so what we're doing is we're selling Reel a Week tickets for the 20 weekly drawings, which will begin in August. They're $25 a piece. If you buy four of them, we're going to give you the fifth one for free, which brings you down to $20 a ticket for 20 weekly drawings. You're at $1 a week is really what you're looking at. If you want to spend $200, you want to donate $200, obviously you then will get 10 tickets total with the free ones included, and you'll have a chance to win the rod and reel that was owned by Carl Newell that's been donated by the Richard Hightower family. So we're going to give that away to only the people that buy $200 tickets or $200 in tickets or more. And then we have a $500 package where you get 25 Reel a Week tickets. You get three chances to win the Newell rod and reel, and you get a very high-quality Rollo sweatshirt that we just had made. And then the last offer was the one only $2,000 donation for 80 Reel a Week tickets, 8 entries for the Newell reel, but also you get a barbecue dinner that will be cooked at your house for 15 people. Everything is provided, and that includes dessert, cleaning, barbecue, tri-tip, the whole 9 yards, and our team, Howard Coolidge and Tim Baker and myself, we'll come down and do that for you at your house, and we bring everything and we clean everything up. You'll never know we were there, other than everybody will be full. And with have a smile on their face.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And also, I might add too that every one of those packages, each one of those chances, whether it be 80 chances or 5 chances or 1 chance, every one of those gets entered into your choice of any Shimano Talica reel. Just for Let's Talk Hookup listeners.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So to get tickets, win at RolloKids.org, need your name and phone number, or send
so a that, so that's an email.
That's
win,
an email.
Win at RolloKids.org.
Yep. So, or if you want to text, send to 909-223-9631.
No phone calls, please.
No,
just text.
He's not going to be able to answer the phone, so just send a text. And he's going to return these calls in the order that he gets them. He is way backed up. He sent me a text. He's buried. So it'll be later today before he calls you back, so be patient. And please don't send an email or text unless you want tickets. It only slows the process down, and we need to sell all 1,000 of these tickets to get these kids on the water.
All right.
Perfect. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including talking with our buddy Ted. We're going to be talking the best hooks around, all kinds of great info, Gamakatsu coming your way, more Let's Talk Hookup, more Friends of Rollo, more great stuff. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your towel shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Towel Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Towel Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Towel Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust, San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. premium in every sense. AFTCO Filet Knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Filet Knives from AFTCO. Any fish, any water.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time this morning talking fishing.
Indeed. Hey, want to remind you, next Saturday, this coming Saturday, July the 4th, we're going to be broadcasting live at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach, and it's your next chance to qualify for the big grand prize either by random draw or winning the Shimano casting contest. A trip for one on the Searcher limited load 8-day trip in November. You talk about an amazing trip. Unbelievable. The Searcher, don't forget, is celebrating their 50th anniversary, and this trip is prime time for Guadalupe, the Ridge, and more. You're also going to have a chance to win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, AFTCO and Hydra's foul weather gear, the ultimate foul weather gear, Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. There's going to be a lot of giveaways just for showing up, too. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details, and we'll see you this coming Saturday, July the 4th, from 7 to 9 a.m. at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach, right on Mission Bay Drive, just off I-5, right there in Pacific Beach. Always a lot of fun.
That's
and
a great
a
one.
Lot of good times there, for sure. Hey, speaking of good time, Gamakatsu can send you, show you a good time with their hooks, that's for sure. And we have Ted from Gamakatsu on the phone. Good morning, Ted.
Hi, Ted.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Mike and Pete. How are you guys all doing this morning?
Hey, good. Terrific. Really good. Now, Gamakatsu is coming out with some amazing new stuff. Tell us about it.
We've been really busy. You know, it's been an emphasis on our part of launching new product. And, you know, realistically with COVID and everything else, we've really had a chance to lock in and really get some things finalized. Now, a lot of this has been in the works for some time. And normally the product cycle takes a long time. There's a lot of times like the Nautilus HD, that was a 2-year project. You know, so we come up with these ideas and get feedback, and it takes a while.
Yeah.
The thing that's so good about them is I know the amount of testing that you guys do. So you come out with the theory of the hook, okay, no problem, but you're not about to put something to market that's not right. Like, those hooks were on the long-range boats, like you said, 2 years, making sure that it was the perfect hook before it finally made it to the shelf.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize just what it takes. You look at a hook and you say, you know, it's a bent piece of metal, and, you know, it shouldn't be that hard to do, or it's a bent piece of wire, and The truth is, it really does take time, because the samples are the toughest part. You know, the machines that we have in Japan to make hooks are designed to build, make them by the tens of thousands. So when we start to make a couple hundred as a sample, that's where the challenge comes in. So there's more to it than I think a lot of folks realize.
And like Ricky said it in the break, we were talking about it. Gamakatsu makes the best hook, period. There is no better manufacturer of hooks. But tell us about some of the new things you come out with.
Really exciting. So we've got a lot to talk about, you know, and I'm only going to be showing you guys really kind of the saltwater relevant items here we're going to talk about today. You know, we're offering over 30 new products, and one of the first ones that we're going to launch is a new treble hook. It's our treble medium heavy Hyper Shield, and Hyper Shield's a coating that we're that gives the hook just a tremendous amount. It's astronomically better corrosion resistance than salt water. We're not going to put a percentage to it, but this coating is incredible. And based on the testing that we've done, these hooks are going to hold up, and it actually enhances the sharpness. If we need to enhance it even more, it enhances the sharpness of the hook tremendously. So they're beautiful looking hooks. That's kind of, I know that kind of sounds weird, but they're just a really nice sharp, I mean, it's just a beautiful looking hook. We're making these in size 6 through 2-aught, and they're available now. So the Treble SP Hyper Shield, you can find these out in we just started shipping them. So, and we've got them, we'll have them up on our website. There's one size we're missing, but we'll have them up on the website here soon too.
Great hook.
Awesome.
Really,
yeah.
Great hook. So what else we have?
Well, for those of you that like to pour your own jigs, I think this is kind of, there's a lot of folks that pour their own jigs. And so we have a new jig hook we're coming out with, the Jig 90 Salty HD. And this is our round bed heavy wire construction. And it's going to be for larger species. This is in stock now and saltwater use. So it's got a little longer shank on it, so you can pour that little bit of a bigger head on it. And this is a hook we've been working on for a while, too. And this is available in 6-aught through 8-aught. So a nice,
awesome,
big, heavy-duty saltwater-style jig hook.
Yeah, for those that like to throw their own jig heads, there,
yeah,
you
totally.
Go. And then speaking of jig heads, the underspin is another really cool one, right?
Yeah, this one we're really excited about. This is, again, this is in stock now. This features our 60-degree heavy cover hook. And so this is a big, stout hook. It's a 4-aught hook. And it's got our spring lock that wraps around the shaft. And, you know, I know we can't show listeners, this because they're listening on the radio, but suffice it to say that spring lock, once you start using that and you get that soft plastic, it's really designed for, you know, swim bait style or paddle tail type of lures, soft plastics. And as you spin that onto that spring lock, it really locks into place. So if you get that short striker or something that's hitting it short, and it just lasts a lot longer, so your bait's not getting all tore up, and you can catch quite a few more fish on it. So
yeah, you're going to get a lot more longevity out of every plastic that you buy because of that you know, lock style system on the lead head.
I'm really excited about that for calico bass.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, or the bay. Oh my goodness, that's going to be an amazing hook for sure. Yeah,
good quality ball bearing swivel on it with the chrome willow leaf. It really at real slow speeds, like when you're trying to kill it, just fish it real slow. It still spins really nice. So again,
I
want to
know
how you're
retailing that whole thing for $499. That's what's amazing. I mean, that is such a reasonable price for such a really great lure. Really.
I can tell you, similar competitive style lead heads that look very similar are over double that.
Yeah,
you know, that's
gonna
be a great price.
Oh yeah, for sure. Now, what about, this is a big one here, the Assist 720 heavy
duty.
That's
what I was waiting for you to get to. Like, that's the biggest player for us with our tackle store right now with all this big bluefin around.
Absolutely, and this one, Rick, believe it, it's going to be here just right around 4th. It's supposed to get in like sometime this week. First, it's coming in on an air shipment from Japan, and so they're supposed to be here any day. But we're really excited about this one. This is basically the ideal bluefin tuna assist hook. This is a big, heavy-duty 10-aught through 12-aught size hook that features four strands, 220 pounds each, so 880 total pound test strength of that polyethylene cord.
Oh,
so it's really abrasion resistant.
Now we're getting chewed through ultra, ultra heavy duty.
Yeah. This one we're pretty excited about too, and I can't wait to see folks with smiling as they're hoisting one of the fish of a lifetime over the rail, you know, with one of these. And it's going to be, we're excited about this one.
Now,
this is a hook.
Kamikatsu also has a full line of tools and accessories, and these are really cool looking tools. I mean, stainless steel pliers, micro split rings. Those micro split ring pliers are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really cool. They fit nice in the hand. They got non-slip grips on them. They feature a split ring plier on the end, and I like the 7-inch because it has the outside cutter on them, and that outside cutter is, I think, more convenient when you're cutting, you know, heavy mono braid, that type of thing. But they retail for right around $25 for the 6 and 7 inch pliers, so it's again pretty reasonable price for a good quality tool.
Super high quality tool, and then of course the Superline swivels go along with that, and with the snaps and stuff like that. Tell us about those.
This is something that we are probably, you know, nationwide and you know, across the U.S. for the company. This is one we're really excited about. You know, we've been asked about terminal tackle for a very long time, offering premium terminal tackle. And so this is the year we're launching it. All of these items are in stock now. So the big difference here, these swivels are made in Japan. It's the strength to size ratio that makes these different. The the size to the strength is incredible. Like if you look at the size 8, that's a 50-pound swivel that'll break at 50 pounds, and you look at the size of it, it's so small, it's incredible. So this has our nickel silver black finish, which is keeps the shine off of it, keeps that and keeps the corrosion down as well. So
yeah.
And then we're going to pair the swivels with both a duo lock snap and a cross lock snap, which are also going to be our nickel silver black.
Wow. So many great products, new products. We too many to list here at this time. We'll have to do it again, Ted.
Yeah,
Gamakatsu.com for more information on the new product, right?
Yes, sir. And you can check it out. There are some of our other fine retailers like Fisherman's Landing, Angler's Choice, Turner's, you know, a lot of our other retailers down in Southern California folks can find it. But I will say this to you guys. Stay tuned because I actually had to trim what I was going to show you because I got more coming in August. We can't quite show you yet. So we'll have to do this again here soon.
We're going to do it again for soon. And we want to also thank you for sponsoring our Let's Talk Hookup trips like the Day and a Half Searcher trip coming up July 7th and a lot more coming down the road too for sure. Thanks a lot for all your support of Let's Talk Hookup and thanks a lot for creating the finest hook on the market. That's Gamakatsu. Ted,
good
appreciate
job, Ted.
The time this morning.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet. All right. Phones are packed. Let's jump back into
it. They are packed. Ed, Mira Mesa, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for hanging in there with us, Ed.
Hi, guys. I got a question. When we donate fishing stuff to Friends of Rollo, who makes the determination on how much money we can get for the donations?
That's a good question.
And can we bring donations in August down at the meet there.
We accept donations year-round. So
can he bring it to the event on August the 9th?
Oh, at the event. You can bring it, but it's possible that what we will do with it is put it in the truck and save it for the next go-around because once we get everything priced and merchandised, we're going to be all hands on deck handling that. And we'd love to have you bring the product down, and we'll just hang on to it for the next go-around. As far as the pricing goes, there's a group of three or four of us that spend different amounts of time throughout the year, and we try to keep the stuff priced as it's coming in. And Howard does an awful lot of that for us. And so he researches it. If he has something that he has a question on, sometimes we have to put our heads together and come up with a valuation because some of it's custom. So we try to do the best we can, and then there's always the factor of we would really like to sell it and turn it into money. So, yes, there's a few things that there's times when I think, well, we could get a little more for that, but it might mean that it doesn't sell and we'd have to carry it over for a year. I'd rather have the money today and take kids fishing today. So
in other words, there's going to be bargains.
The prices are aggressive. Yeah,
yeah.
Good.
I think he might be mentioning how did they get the evaluation for his tax-deductible donation. Like how does he value what amount he's giving?
We don't do that. We give you a receipt saying that you donated tackle to Rollo, and then you determine what that value is between you and your accountant.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's jump back into it, Rick.
You got it. Gus in Burbank is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, Gus.
What's up, Gus?
Yo, you guys.
Whoa.
Yo, Gus.
Wow, I didn't think I would make it through this morning. I've been on hold a while.
You're here?
I had a question for Harold Davis.
Harold?
Yeah. Good morning, Gus.
Good morning, Harold. If I had a boat on a trailer that weighs about say anywhere but 5,000 to 7,000 pounds, what do I want to tow it with? A truck that has rear wheel drive or a four wheel drive?
Well, what you're going to want to do first of all is make sure that the truck you're looking at has a tow rating that's going to be able to handle the load that you are towing. And then secondly, you have to kind of look at the boat ramps that you're launching in. If this is a boat where you're going to go to Crowley Lake, well, it doesn't necessarily need a four-wheel drive to get in and out of the ramp. But if it's a boat that you're going to launch in the Ventura Harbor at low tide, it's really nice to have four-wheel drive because you are down in the moss and the muck trying to get out of there at low tide. So freshwater use is a little bit different than saltwater use, but if it is a saltwater boat, you're probably better in four-wheel drive. 7,000-pound boat, most half-ton pickups will tow that without a bit of problem. So just take a look at the tow ratings.
There you go.
Good call.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Gus. I appreciate that. And, of course, we always, of course, recommend the best truck in the world is a Ford truck.
I tell mine with a Ford Super Duty.
And that's what, Harold, you too. How many miles have you put on your Ford trucks, Harold?
Oh, the combination between all of them, way over a million, because everything I'm driving now is between 200,000 and 300,000 miles on it. Yeah.
We're all driving Ford trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah,
and that's the way to
go.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, for sure. Let's try and sneak in one more.
You got it. How about Mo calling from Vista? What's up, Mo? Got a quick question for us?
Hey. Yeah, good morning, guys. I got my tickets. I'm ready for the reel.
All right, buddy. All right. Which Talica would you choose if you were the winner?
I think I'd probably get the biggest one they had for the Bluefin.
There you go,
yeah,
the
buddy.
50. The winch.
I just got a pen 550 wide, but it's an old one.
You'll be very happy with that Talica 50,
no doubt.
Did you have a quick question?
Yeah, Rick, I was wondering, on those Nomads, we've been trying to do, how do you hook them up? I mean, do you just go straight to the eyelet, or do you got a ring on it?
If you were trolling for tuna right now, I would put a relatively, you know, just a little shock-type leader, maybe some 100-pound Seaguar fluorocarbon, and I would crimp it right to the eye that is on the bill. Like, okay. I would maybe use a little bit of chafe spring because that thing's going to wobble back and forth, a little chafing spring, and crimp it right
just
to the eye
right
with
there.
Some 100-pound.
All right. And if you need to learn to crimp, I'm sure the guys at the tackle store would kind of give you a quick
100%.
Lesson when the time comes.
Come on down. We'll
come
take
down,
care of you.
Figure out all the supplies and stuff. And there's a technique to crimping.
Sure.
You don't want to over crimp.
Yep.
You don't want to under crimp.
Yeah, not too little, not too tight.
You want it just right. Yeah, for
you
sure.
You got it.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves an additional $100 worth of Reel a Week tickets. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Rock Cod Rick here for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com, select from over 75 campgrounds they serve, decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs, request a quote and your desired vacation dates, then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground, Adventures and Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We just showed up and enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it comes time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last, so go to adventureandcamping.com today.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. We recommend that you purchase your trip insurance within 14 days of your initial trip deposit to get your money refunded if you have to cancel. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, the big winner of $100 worth of Reel a Week tickets. That's going to Vince in Carlsbad. Vince, congratulations. I hope you win the big one, buddy.
Yeah, indeed. And Mike and Tim will be in touch with you, Vince. And Mike Lum, quick run through of the whole program right now.
This is all about Reel a Week, 20 weekly drawings that are going to start on August the 18th. $25 gets you in all 20 drawings or until you win the reel. If you want to buy four of them, it's $100. We'll give you the fifth one for free. The way you buy them is you contact Tim Baker by sending an email to win@rollokids.org or send him a text at 909-223-9631. He is really backed up. Lots of people have called and emailed or emailed and texted today. He will get back to you in the order that they came in, but be patient. It could be much later today before he gets caught up. If you want information, it's all on the Friends of Rollo and Let's Talk Hookup Facebook page, and there are other packages involved.
The Carl Newell, Rod and Reel, the barbecue, the whole thing. And of course, the opportunity to, the one person's going to get their choice of any Talica reel of the Let's Talk Hookup people. So if you're listening on the archive, this is good through next Saturday, and we'll announce the winner of that next Sunday.
Until we sell out.
Yeah. Mike Lum, Harold Davis, thank you guys very much. Thank you so much. What a great show and what a great organization. Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, support it and take kids fishing. And we want to thank Dave in the studio. We thank Adam on our app and doing all the hard work that they do. And we want to thank you. We'll see you next Saturday, 7 to 9 a.m. We'll be live at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. Come on down, win some great prizes, and have a chance to win that trip on the Searcher. Next Saturday, live from Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. Then next Sunday, Captain Art Taylor from the Searcher is going to be right here in the Let's Talk Hookup World Headquarters. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.